early this morning, Maria. I thought I'd be the one getting breakfast ready.
I didn't sleep very well last night.
I heard you talking to someone and wondered if I should get up and help. And then, well, I don't really remember what happened after that, so I must have fallen back to sleep.
It's fine. Esther had a nightmare, but it led to an interesting discussion.
So, did she tell you her story?
Not really, but she shared more than I expected for not being here very long. Normally it would take children much longer to reveal their history. Perhaps because she's experienced a trustworthy relationship with her parents in the past.
And what does she say?
Since you'll be working directly with the girls, I'll tell you what you need to know to care for them. But their stories are theirs alone. You're not to talk about it to anyone else, besides me or them. Understood?
Of course. I remember you talking about that at my orientation.
Well, the girls have been abused, which we suspected. But it sounds like whoever it was sexually abusing Esther and sexually exploiting Sarah. Can you cut up this bread?
Sure. So, what's the difference?
Well, sexual abuse is when someone uses a child for their own sexual pleasure.
So defilement, you mean?
Yes. Defilement generally refers to intercourse, but it could also mean making a child touch you in the private parts, or you touching them in that way, or making sexual comments, exposing private parts to a child. And in Esther's case, it sounds like he'd make her take off her clothes and he'd watch her. But I don't know the details.
But he didn't touch her.
She didn't say. She didn't say much at all.
So, would that still be sexual abuse? I mean, even if he didn't touch her?
Absolutely. And it's still traumatic. Trauma is really anything that happens to a child that makes them feel unlovable or unsafe. He violated Esther.
Yeah, I can see how it would definitely make her feel scared.
And used. Which creates feelings of worthlessness. They feel they're dirty.
So what's that other term you use? Sexual
exploitation.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, it's when someone makes money by selling out a child to do sexual acts with other people.
And that was Sarah.
I think so. Those girls have been through a lot.
Did she ask you to keep it a secret?
No. But I couldn't have promised her that anyway. We never can. Sometimes that information needs to be shared in order to protect her.
So, one more question.
Sure.
Do you know your eggs are burning?
Whoops! Well, the eggs are done and overdone. Still want some?
Oh, sure.
Oh, look at her. She's smiling.
I think it's because she burped. Belia, did you see? Your baby smiled. Fine, keep ignoring her.
You should name her Belia. She's over 2 months old now. She should have a name. Like Sarah.
Sarah, we can't name the baby after you.
A better name would be Esther. Belia, where are you?
And off she goes again. Elena, why doesn't Belia like her baby? She's such a little cutie.
Belia acts that way with everyone. She has as long as she's lived here.
Almost breakfast time, girls. Have you completed your chores yet?
Yes, Auntie Naomi. Should I change the baby?
No, I'll take care of that. You three go in and have something to eat.
Yes, Auntie.
And Jesus understands that too. Oh, good morning, girls.
Good morning.
Have a seat. We're just about to serve breakfast.
This smells so good. But, Auntie Maria, how can Jesus know how we feel when we're lonely or afraid? He's God. He can have anything he wants. He never feels those things.
But when he came to earth, he did feel all those things. He was rejected, betrayed, and abandoned.
Papa used to say that.
Shh! What did he say, Sarah?
Nothing.
I'll say grace. Father, thank you for this food. We do not take it for granted that we have something to eat. We know it is a blessing from you. In your precious name, amen. Amen.
Good eggs.
So, Nelly, the Bible tells us the night before Jesus was killed, he went into the garden to pray and brought his closest friends to pray with him. But do you know how many of them stayed awake to pray?
No.
None of them. They all fell asleep.
Really?
Can you imagine how lonely and abandoned he must have felt? Here he was, near a terribly painful death, and his friends can't even stay awake to be with him.
I never thought of it like that.
Oh, Jesus knows your pain, girls. He understands it. He's felt it. And he sees it.
I'll take Belia a plate of food. I think she's feeding the baby.
Thank you, Elena. The rest of you girls, remember to put your plates in the sink when you finish eating and then start your chores. Oh, Sarah, can you get the beddings off ready for cleaning? And Esther, you'll help me wash the breakfast dishes and then we'll weed the garden.
Yes, Maria.
Oh, now we have a carpenter coming to fix the railing this morning. He's been here before and knows our rules. Be polite, but remember we keep strangers in the house at a distance. And don't forget, we'll have a Bible study this afternoon in the living room.
Maria, Mwongo is here.
Oh, thanks. I'll go show him what needs to be fixed.
I'm going to run to the store.
But aren't you off this afternoon? Lucy can take care of that.
It's fine. I can do it. See you later.
Oh, no! The stool! I can't believe how clumsy I am. Are you the carpenter?
Yes, I'm Mwongo.
I was pulling sheets off the bed and I accidentally stepped back and broke the stool in my room and I don't want anyone to get mad at me.
Don't worry. I'm sure we can fix it.
But you won't tell anyone, right? I don't want to get in trouble.
If you don't tell, I won't tell. Come on, show me the stool. Now, what is your name?
Sarah.
Well, Sarah, you can help me fix it.
I haven't worked in a garden in a long time. Not since...
Not since when?
My mama used to have one. A long time ago. Your tomatoes are growing well.
Yes, they are. It seems like you know what you're doing.
What do you mean?
You recognize the weeds from the crops. For instance, those carrot tops can confuse people. It reminds me about our lives.
Our lives?
Yes. This garden has a lot of beauty in it. A lot of good. Flowers, fruits, vegetables, but sometimes the weeds can outgrow them. To the point that you can no longer see the beauty.
Yeah.
Well, our lives are like that. Each child that is born is precious in the sight of God. So very valuable and loved. But sometimes the lies cover up that truth. The lies say that we're not important or seen.
So the lies are like the weeds?
Yes. They keep us from seeing ourselves the way God sees us. So we need to pull out the lies... Like we pull out the weeds.
But how do you pull out lies?
With truth from God's word. For instance, he promises us the Lord is near to all who call on him. He hears their cry and saves them.
Mm-hmm.
Satan is called the father of lies because he constantly speaks lies to us so we doubt God's love and care for us. Even in the garden with Adam and Eve.
I'm going inside the house.
Esther! Are you okay?
I don't feel well.
Is it what I am saying?
Maybe. Probably not. I'm going to wash this dirt off.
Esther! Listen to me. You're still a precious and valuable person. Despite the lies that have been planted, you're... Wonderful. God says so.
Fine.
The way you have been mistreated.
I wasn't mistreated.
The mistreatment that happened to you was not your fault. It happened to you.
I...
Madam, I have finished the work for today. The railing is fixed, and I'll repair the front steps next time.
Okay, thank you, Mwongo.
I'll be back later this week.
Esther, listen to me. What happens to us doesn't make us who we are. God makes you who you are. Are you all right?
Yes, just a butterfly. My...
Esther?
I'm going to see if Sarah needs help.
Thank you, Dr. Gabera.
Of course, Tadiki. Keep weight off that foot for a week.
And you too, Nurse Lorraine.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. Busy day today. We must have treated over 30 people. Lorraine, you've been distracted all day. What's on your mind?
Oh, it's silly. It's Belia.
The little girl with the baby? Is she doing better?
No. I spoke to Maria today. Belia still seems disinterested. She's only a child herself, and how can she raise a baby?
You know as well as I do that trauma can delay a child's emotional and mental development. Belia likely has the reasoning limitations of a much younger child.
Yes, I see that often with her. And Maria has told me she has trouble grasping even simple instructions like making a bed or doing laundry.
And the abuse has also caused her to have trouble bonding with others, including her own child.
Oh, poor girl. My poor baby. George.
Yes, dear?
What if we took Belia and the baby into our home?
Are you suggesting adoption? Lorraine, our children are grown and gone. Aren't we getting a bit old to do that again?
But if we can still run a clinic, we can love two more children.
But it's more than loving them. There's so much more to it. And what will others think? It appears that we're buying a baby and...
Please, dear, just pray about it. That's all I ask.
Okay, I'll pray about it.
Maria, good to see you.
Oh, you as well. I was hoping to get the results of Sarah's blood work. Do you have it yet?
Yes. She had two sexually transmitted diseases.
Oh, no. I suppose I'm not surprised with the odour she had and the painful urination she complained about. It's why I asked you to test her, but... Oh, it's still sad.
Yes, obviously sexual abuse. Repeatedly. In the more in-depth exam I did last week, I noted pelvic bleeding and adhesions and a urinary tract infection.
Oh, that poor girl... Her bedwetting and fear of being touched were symptoms of that as well.
Mm. Although those could be associated with trauma of any kind.
True.
Not necessarily sexual abuse.
Well, fortunately, both these particular STDs are treatable. So we'll give you antibiotics for her.
Thank you.
The sad thing is the physical damage of abuse is small compared to the emotional and spiritual damage.
Yes, it's no wonder these girls are so fearful of us. What about Esther's examination?
She had some signs of physical abuse, but I didn't find anything indicating sexual abuse.
Of course, that's no guarantee. Sometimes there aren't any physical signs, even if there has been abuse.
Well, it's not the news I was hoping for, but it does help us in knowing what they need from us.
Good morning, Sarah. How are you today?
Mr. Mwongo! Thanks for fixing the stool for me yesterday. I'm not telling anybody.
Oh, that's fine, sweetheart. And you can just call me Mwongo.
Mwongo. Okay. Are you fixing something else today? I'll call Miss Maria.
Oh, no. No. I came here to see you.
Me?
I saw this bracelet and bought it for you. I thought a pretty girl like you should have some pretty things.
It's beautiful. You got it from me. I can't pay for it.
Oh, no, sweetheart. It's a gift.
Thank you. I've never had any jewelry before.
Well, that's not right. A beautiful young woman like you should.
Thank you. I'll show my sister. She'll be...
Sarah, I would like you to keep this between you and me. Just like the way I kept the secret about the stool.
Okay.
I don't want the other girls to feel jealous. Just because I think you are very special.
I understand.
You and I have a special friendship, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Good. I'll see you tomorrow then, when I come to do more work.
Okay. I'll see you then.
How about a hug before I go, sweet thing? You like the bracelet?
I do. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Naomi, take a break. You've been cleaning for hours. We have a volunteer coming tomorrow. We'll have her take care of the mopping.
Nope, I don't mind.
Sit. You are too busy.
Sitting. Okay.
I have a feeling much of your hard work is less about a dirty floor and more about feeling bad for not being able to fix what is going on in these girls' lives.
Maybe.
I did the same thing. Sometimes when it feels like we can't help the children as much as we want, we try to make up for it by working harder in other areas.
It's just nice to do something productive. I notice the difference after I mop the floor. I don't notice the girls changing. Hardly at all.
It takes time. And sometimes you take a few steps forward and then a few steps back. It's a journey.
I brought Belly a lunch today. Sat and talked to her. Offered to hold the baby.
And?
And it was like talking to a stone wall. She didn't even look at me. I kept trying and trying. And then eventually she got up and left. Didn't even eat. What did I ever do to her?
Oh, nothing. But somebody did something. 12-year-olds don't have babies by their own choice. Whatever happened to her caused a lot of pain. Her mind can't comprehend trust and goodness right now. The only thing she knows how to do is protect herself.
I just didn't think it would be this hard.
Naomi, none of us are prepared for it. But it helps once you understand their behaviour is a natural reaction and not your fault.
So what do we do to fix it?
I wish there was some kind of formula to heal every child. But each child is unique. They come with a different story, different wounds, different ways of responding to their pain. I've cared for children who haven't said a word for 6 months. And then there's those who scream and yell non-stop. Or the children who only want to be cuddled and touched. And then there's those who wince and run away at the slightest touch. Every child comes here with a story, their own trauma and wounds and background. And as we learn their story, we can learn ways to help them cope and help them create a happier next part of the story.
But they won't even talk to me. How do I learn their story?
It's not always through conversation. Sometimes that happens, but often it's through playing with them or doing chores alongside them. Watch what a girl enjoys doing, then find a way to do that with her. It's amazing what you can learn about a child that way. But also be patient. It takes a while to figure out the story behind each child. If we ever do.
Is that meant to encourage me?
It's meant to remind you that it's not your responsibility to fix everything. All we can do is rely on God. He loves these girls more than we do. And do whatever we can to make the girls feel like they belong. Mm. That they're important and worth listening to whenever they want to talk.
And when that doesn't work?
When that doesn't work, we wake up the next day and do it all over again. But what doesn't help is when you get overloaded by working too much. You need to take a day off.
I'm hardly doing anything as it is.
Believe me, you're doing more than you think. You're valuable here. And it's better to have one healthy person who's in it long term than a constant rotation of caregivers who grow exhausted and quit.
Okay, okay. Oh, here comes Sarah.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Is everything okay?
Yeah. Why do you ask?
You're holding your wrist. Does it hurt?
Yeah, I, got a splinter. I was just going upstairs to remove it.
I can help you.
No, I'll do it.
See? This is why I wash floors.
Oh, Naomi. That's all for tonight, girls. It's bedtime. You'll be starting back to school tomorrow.
I'm excited about school. It's been a long time. I don't care as much about school anymore. Maybe you are right. About staying here, I mean. I don't know. I think it might be okay. I hope school doesn't take too long. Mwongo's coming tomorrow.
Mwongo? The carpenter?
Yep. He's really nice. Maybe I can help him with his job.
Auntie Maria wouldn't like that. She told us the rules. We're not supposed to be alone with an adult. And she told Mwongo the same thing.
See? That's what I don't like about staying here. All these stupid rules.
I don't think it's so bad. Why do you want to help fix things anyway?
Something different to do, I think. And I like Mwongo.
Shouldn't you call him Mr. Mwongo?
We're friends. He treats me better than Auntie Maria.
You don't even know him well. He's only been here once. Has he come back since he was here the other day?
No, nothing like that. He's just nice. That's all.
You better stay away from him. Auntie Maria won't like him hanging around you.
I know, I know. No, stop. I don't want to hear that.
Ready for bed, George?
I've been thinking, Lorraine. Praying.
About Belia?
Do you remember me telling you about my sister, Lydia?
Yes, of course. The little girl who died of AIDS. It was such a sad story.
All because of that terrible myth that the cure to AIDS is sleeping with a virgin. She was just a child.
And heartbreaking that people believe that, even today. What brought Lydia to mind?
She was just a vulnerable girl. A beautiful girl that had been broken by the selfishness and ignorance of someone else.
Like Belia?
Like Belia. I think Belia needs a chance. And we can give her one. The Lord tells us many times in the Bible to care for the defenseless and hurting. I think we need to take that seriously. He desires for children to be in families, and we can offer that.
And what of your concern about people's perceptions?
Granted, it's unusual. And others won't necessarily understand, but it's right and good. And what I think God is calling us to do.
Oh, George! I know it won't be easy, but mm-hmm. I care about Belia, and I care about her baby. This is the best thing for them. A caring family is best. And you, George, are the best!
Hello, Mwangu.
Hello, beautiful. I'm glad you answered the door. I brought you something else.
Another gift.
Here. A clip for your hair.
Oh, shiny. So beautiful.
Just like you. We should go upstairs so you can try it on in front of the mirror.
Okay.
Let's go before anyone knows I'm here.
All right. Come on.
There's a mirror in this room.
Let's keep our voices down.
What's going on here? What are you doing?
I'm just here to fix some things.
We made it very clear from the beginning, Mr. Mwongo. You're not to be near the girls.
Sorry, madam.
Don't be mad, Miss Maria. He's really nice. He just gave me this pretty hair clip and we were going to see how it looked.
Mr. Mwongo, I'd like to see you in my office, downstairs. Sarah, would you please help the other girls with lunch?
Yes, madame.
Naomi, I'd like you to come with us.
Of course.
I can always come back some other time if this isn't convenient.
My office, please. Now.